some robes of unbelief are going to be torn off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Ed, the load is heavy. I heard a preacher here a couple years ago preaching at a convention, and he talked for almost an hour how rough it was in the ministry. Got over 400 preachers in there, and he's sitting there putting unbelief in them. And I had to be on the front row. I wanted to leave, but the TV cameras were going, and I was there at somebody else's guest. I said, my God, I don't want to sit under this stuff. That's some of the hardest thing for me to do is, you know, should I have save courteous or just be rude and walk out? Well, I'm trying to be nice to my guests that wanted me there. Big church. My friend. He got up there talking about, oh, it's rough. He was hooked up somehow or another. He was going on and on. And I was looking around and half of the preachers were crying. And they were saying, yeah. I mean, he was doing it. I call that soulish preaching. You know, and he got them all worked up, you know. I call like, you know, showing starving children for you to give. Why don't you give by faith? Why don't you believe God instead of get everybody moo-hoo and crying? And then later on, they're all going to get mad at you anyway because they gave out of their head and not out of their spirit. Amen. Come on now, somebody. Do I have a friend in here? I thought you was my friend. He's putting on the roof of unbelief, man. I mean, he's putting locks on it, man. He's chaining them up with unbelief. And half of them are crying. And I'm looking over to some of my colleagues, and they're over there crying. And my God, bunch of babies. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. And then this came up to me. I said, Jesus, what about that? He says, what did I say my load was? What was my burden? It was what? Light and what?
Easy.
You see, when you're oiled down, I remember working in Todd's shipyards. How many work in the shipyards? When you make a haul, you know, and you make it in the top and everything, and then you're ready to put it down the ways. What they do, see, it won't move because it's just metal and wood. But you go down there, and for hours and days and weeks, they put grease all around the bottom of that thing, that heavy old thing. And then when they get up there and they break that champagne, they dedicate it, and they cut the thing, and that thing and it just slides right on that grease. Honey, when you're greased down with the Holy Ghost, when you're oiled down with the Holy Ghost, he said his load is light and easy. See, he was carrying his own load. When you carry his load, oh, God ain't meeting my needs. Well, maybe he didn't call you to do what you do. Maybe it's your pipe dream. You better make sure it's God's dream. You better make sure it's his vision. And then he'll oil your ways down and you'll go the right way. You'll go right down the right way in the will of God and it'll be easy and light. He didn't say you wouldn't have no trouble. He didn't say you would have no storm. But if Jesus is in your boat, how can you sink? He's in my boat. Oh, for me to fail. It's just a good opportunity. When water comes up in your boat and it looks like you're sinking, that's just a good opportunity to get rid of the rats. The rats just jump out. This boat's sinking, we're getting out of here. See, the only reason they were there because everything was going fine. See, nobody wants to fight. Everybody wants everything easy. We want everything handed to us. Now, even our meals. We go buy Burger King. Hey! Two hamburgers, two malts. That's what they want from God. They don't want to wait on God. They don't want the anointing. So what do? We get showboating.
Right.
Soulish display preaching.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all it does, produce empty people.
Right.
But you get a man with the fire of God on his lips.
Yes.
And preaches the word of God.
Yes.
That fire will come out of his mouth.
Yes.
It'll go into a spirit.
Yes.
And it will change.
Yes.
Whoa! Fire, 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 fire. Coming on, make glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be fashionable anymore. I'm not going to be fashionable no more to the religious man, religious church. I'm going to be a Holy Ghost man. My faith is going to tear the roof of unbelief off.
Come on, man. Talk about it.
I'm doing my best to talk about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do things different. Different. Oh, the anointing is going to come upon you in these services, and you're going to do unfashionable things. Put your hands out for the unfashionable anointing. Unusual miracles will happen in your ministry from this night on as you use your head. Oh, miracle fire. There'll be times when you get up to preach and the anointing will knock you in the head and you'll tremble. Very unfashionable thing when you get up to preach. We didn't come. Whew, my goodness. Boy, what I saw. Oh, my. You'll start shaking and trembling under the power of God. And even those, what I said, will think, well, we didn't come to hear a man, to see a man shake. We come to hear this revelation. And the power of God will go out like waves, and people will just fall out under the power of God and cry out. Because we're coming in that day and hour when the others in Maria Woods with the Edders meeting were. See, you don't see much of this today, but it's starting to happen. In a 100-mile radius, everybody would fall out under the power. Didn't Wesley's time. People would fall out under the power of God. Beer joints would close down because the power would fall. You know why we haven't seen that? Because we did fashionable things. Instead of doing the unfashionable thing to religious leaders, but fashionable to God. There, don't ever think that there's not a world out there that want to see the true thing.
Yes, that's right.
People are having honky-tonk nights, churches. They're having different, all different types of nights for to attract different people. Whatever you use to get them is what you got to use to keep them. I'd rather keep them with the power of God, keep them with the Word of God. Now, you can have those other things. They're good, you know, different things. But I won't get them with the Word of God. I won't get them with the power of God. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
What happened to you last night, brother?
Enjoy the Lord.
Hey, amen. Is that right?
Yes,
he did. Yeah. Oh, some of you need it. Some of you need it. You've been around unbelief so long. You've been around the world spirit so long. You need a good Holy Ghost baptism. Holy Ghost baptism with fire. I don't know about you. I'm singing. Finish it. Finish it. Come on, finish it, brother. You get buttoned in.
I'm gonna do a little Holy Ghost swimming.
All right, all right, you're going. Have you ever tried to swim in a dry riverbed? Pretty rough. But in this flow, see, it's easy because you're just going with the flow. Woo, it's good. Just come on in. The water's wonderful. There's healing water over here. Holy Ghost power. And there's fire dancing on top of the water. You're going to see water and fire come together and work together. In the supernatural. It's going to come together. Water is the type of the Spirit. Just take all you want. Go out there and lay your hand on somebody that needs this. Just find somebody that needs it, Jeremy. Go over here and find somebody that needs it over here. Go up. I gotta let him get after it. get it. Get somebody over here. Go on. Get somebody over here. Woo! Take a drink. Hallelujah. You haven't been swimming enough. Give him some. He needs some more. Give it to him till he bubbles over. Now, he's a young preacher. He ain't got no sense. And he don't have no fashion about him yet. I hope he never gets it. He'll jump on you like a chicken on a June bug. Slap unbelief out of you. Pump faith into you. Oh, yeah. Do we have any people down in the dumps? Is that girl down in the dumps? She has the grubbies, Millie Grubbs. Go back and get that girl. Get her mother, too, because she pointed her out. Or a friend, whatever. No, the wrong one. Wrong one, Jeremy, but they need it. They need it. There's two right back here, right back here. But they need it. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. You've already made up your mind that you're not going to do the fashionable thing. But you're going to get in the river and you're going to flow. And God is going to use you to tear the roof of unbelief off of this city. Woo!
Ed Dufresne Ministries is reaching out through a worldwide traveling ministry, Miracle Crusades, World Harvest Bible Training Center based in Murrieta, California, Evangelistic Tent Crusades, Bible teaching on audio and video tapes and books, World Harvest Bible Correspondence Course for prisoners. If you would like information about becoming a partner with Ed Dufresne Ministries, please write us at P.O. Box 1010, Murrieta, California, 92564. Visit our website at www.jesusthehealer.org.